Hi, I'm Frank Grumman, the Libertarian Party candidate for governor of Minnesota. The Libertarian Party has been in existence since 1972. We are the third largest political party in the United States. We have over 250 people in office across the country, and we are growing. We've more than doubled our membership in Minnesota in the last 2 years. We are not only the third largest political party, but we are the fastest growing. What does the Libertarian Party stand for? Well, obviously we stand for liberty. We'd like the government to get off your back and out of your pocketbook. We take a consistent, principled approach to government. We are social liberals and economic conservatives. Libertarians want both economic freedoms and social freedoms. We think that if you aren't harming anyone through aggression or fraud, that you ought to be left alone. We would like to see a lot less taxes and a lot less regulation. For starters, the $4 billion surplus should have been given back to the people. That $4 billion was over and above the budget. They should have given it back. That was approximately $1,000 for every man, woman, and child in the state, but they spent it. When they overcharge you at the grocery store, do you let them keep it? No. You make them give it back, and that's what they should have done with the surplus, but they didn't. That makes me angry, and I hope it makes you angry, too. We, the Libertarians, held four rallies at the state capitol to force the politicians to give it back. Our last rally had an estimated 5,000 people in attendance. I never knew we had so many active libertarians in this state. These libertarians were madder than hell, and we tried to let the legislature know that we wanted it back. We wanted it all back, and we wanted it back now. But they went ahead and spent it. Regulation. Libertarians think that people can regulate their own lives. They don't need the government to tell them what to do. I am the only governor candidate that doesn't want to govern. I want you to be able to govern your own life and your own property as you see fit. When I was working for the FAA, as a lark, I once subscribed for a month to the Federal Register, the publication that publishes new and proposed regulations. Every day I got what amounted to a thick magazine, 8.5 inches by 11, fine print, thin paper, printed both sides. By the end of the month, I had 1.5 cubic feet of new and proposed regulations. It weighed over 40 pounds. It was over a bushel. They regulated things like cabbage. It prescribed who, what, where, when, and how it can be grown, marketed, shipped, etc. These regulations don't benefit consumers in the least because the growers, marketers, and shippers have learned how to control the regulation process. They use it to keep out competition and to raise prices. Drugs. I've smoked less than a pack of cigarettes in my life, and I rarely use alcohol. I have never used any drugs stronger than alcohol or tobacco. I don't approve of the use of recreational drugs, but unlike some others, I do not wish to force my convictions on other people. Prohibition of alcohol produced a crime wave, the likes of which we have never seen before. When prohibition ended, the crime wave ended. Now we are suffering from crime related to the prohibition of other drugs, and we have more people in prison per capita than any other major country. When will we realize that drug prohibition doesn't work any better than alcohol prohibition? The major parties lack the political will to correct this problem. Where is the leadership? How many people must die before they figure out that the war on drugs cannot be won? They can't keep drugs out of maximum security prisons. How are they going to keep them out of the country? It can't be done. Guns. The Libertarian Party is the only party that comes out unequivocally in favor of the right to keep and bear arms and the right to carry concealed weapons. Over 30 states have now recognized the right of mentally healthy, law-abiding adults to carry weapons. The result has not been an increase in random violence, as predicted by some, but a reduction in violent crime. I am Frank Grumman, the Libertarian candidate for governor. If you want freedom, you have only one choice in November. Vote Libertarian. Our website is www.lpmn.org. My phone number is 651-455-0967. If elected governor, I will sequester any of the $4 billion that hasn't gone out the door yet and return it to the people. Vote for me, Frank Grumman, Libertarian for Governor, in November. Thank you.